pilot MC, H-minus 3 minutes. Please maintain radio silence till the end of the run.
Okay, everybody stay off the radios.
And I'm going to bring up intercom, Ty, and appreciate your commenting over intercom. Anything about what you see?
Roger. Intercom's okay, right?
All positions MC, intercom, Ty, coming on. Go to conference A for coordination and call any important calls over PMEIC.
Okay, LOS and
MC recording. You still want the recorders on it? 52, we'll
have Roger, let's have him on 52. Oh, wait a minute, let's make it 5-3. 5-3, that'll make it 1 minute from now. It looks like you got any signal up there?
And one other thing, sir. Do you want the MC's quick report and countdown or GMT?
Let's make a GED.
Roger.
30 seconds to possible AOS.
Air Gang, this is Iwo Jima, radio check, over.
Photo 1, we're in our race.
Relay.
Swim 1,
swim 2.
Iwo Jima, we're on ground.
2K, roger, roger. Roger, you're on the net, too.
HFMC Conference A, am I up on Order Wire 1 Simplex?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Recorder's coming on.
Roger that, I'll let you know.
Thank you.
Medicaid 1 set, 2 flex up 2.
Recorder's on at 53, 17 hours, 53 minutes.
Taxi. Not our taxi, I mean, they're key in our receiver.
Roger.
Roger, two.
Got speed, Dave. Roger, pull it back a little bit, you're a little high.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Pull it back about, 10 knots.
You should only be getting S-band right now. Why don't you go to S-band only?
Roger, two.
Your look angles are, of course, in the time that we have in that clock.
Oh. Hey, that's pretty good for last week.
All your friends can help.
This is how we run in, Eddie. Roger, we're in down now.
What was it?
Your carrier should be up.
My carrier?
Yes, sir.
Cape Araya 4, do you want our carrier up?
That's Charlie 4.
Roger, carrier on.
It's on.
Are you coming in from out here?
27 in 78 right.
About a full 90 degrees, right?
Oh, no.
About 30.
Okay.
You shouldn't say anything for another 7 minutes or so. Any signal?
SD about another 5 knots.
Decrease. Okay.
Okay, should be coming out of blackout now. Can you see him?
Negative.
Control, Raya 4, negative contact at this time.
Roger, Breaker, Raya 3, you have contact, over.
Raya 43. 90,000.
He should be pretty much straight ahead.
Roger, Roger.
HF, you go remote. USB.
Roger 4.
Can we lock?
You got a lock up here.
Go for remote USB.
Roger. 4 and 8 and 1. I'll be Houston. Standing by. Over.
Okay, Joe.
Modulation uplink. That's a Charlie, we have a temporary dropout on S-band.
Is it recording?
It's coming in and out. We don't have delay lock right now.
Can we talk to you with your team?
Roger, modulation 1.
Strong signal.
Reacquisition, Raya 4, go for remote USB.
Roger 4.
Drop out again. We still have a signal in the lot. Still go for remote. Uplink modulation. Looks pretty good now. Okay, Jack, don't cut the modulation now. The drogue shoots are out.
Roger. SKN signal strength fluctuating a little.
Okay.
We still got a good lock.
Okay.
It's looking good back here.
There are less than a minute from the CSC.
S-band. Negative beacon contact.
S-band still in, it's real soft. My carrier is still off, modulation still on.
We have mostly recovery forces coming in through Araya 4.
And Iwajima 1-1 has a visual 1-1-0. Degrees in that
category. Okay, what do we want to do? Keep diving or what?
I'll open 10 more. That's in the bay for our circle.
Recovery, over.
How's the alpha from the antenna look? Are we hitting right?
There's no lock on it now.
Your carrier. Oh, wait a minute. Is it very weak, you say?
We're not locked up right now. Okay, I have come in concurred. I can see a sweep.
Jimmy, roger out.
Roger, thank you.
I needed it.
How's that S-band look?
About 3 minutes. S-band's better now. Well, I can lock up the S-band if you want. No, it's in and out too much.
I just want to know if it's there.
It's there. Not locked, though.
Send
something out of front of the S-band. Negative. We don't have a receiver.
When we get to where he's splashed down, we can pick up an orbit, I assume.
Through 500 feet. We're about 18 miles out from the point where we want to have to start a turn anyway. So go ahead and run it.
Splash down at this time.
Roger. 4 copy. Should we pick up an orbit?
Let's go ahead a little closer.
Roger, should we pick up an orbit of the recovery area? Roger, should we start an orbit of the recovery area? Roger, be advised, we're in the suit at 31,000. Can you determine if anyone else is at that flight line?
Okay,
we can pick up an orbit as well.
And recovery is commencing retrieval of the main chutes.
Shutting down wideband recorder at this time.
Roger, go ahead.
Audio recorder going back to 1 7/8.
Okay, you start to turn to left.
Roger.
Presently,
Roger, that's it.
Roger, that's it.
Pilot MC, did you say flight level 31?
Right. Okay, yeah. If I have any chance to let them out, I'm real fine.
Roger, Cape, have you heard any from 13? It seems to be mostly the recovery forces.
Of the two other chutes,
let's take our carrier down. USB carrier off.
Area 1-1. Area 2 and 3, you are released. Area 2 and 3 is released. Area 4, landing coverage. Over.
Roger, Area 4.
We're in the buffer zone now. As long as we stay in the
presently, winds in the area from 270 magnetic.
Everything is PTP back here.
Wonderful.
And down there.
And see the recovery board.
We're prime and we're relaying now, probably on television. Wow.
Here on 2 degrees. Photo 1, the Mylar covering on the exterior of the command module has been removed in the area.
Pilot MC, please watch your tracking needle.
On Orion, the helicopter is hovering directly over the spacecraft at this time.
Roger, 4.
Recovering has grappled one of the main chutes, has deployed a raft to keep it afloat.
Swift 1 is moving in on the second chute. I'm on your port side, Skipper.
Southern visual.
The sea state in the vicinity of the command module is swelled 3 to 5 feet from the east. The sea is approximately 1 to 2 feet.
Photo, this is Iwo Jima. Interrogative astronaut condition, over.
Photo 1, roger, break Apollo 13.
This
is for a 1. Cloud conditions in the recovery area are approximately 6 tenths. Cloud cover combination high cirrus and low stratus.
Pilot NC, you copying this on UHF radio?
I don't need it.
Yes, I am. Recovery. I am assuming on unless otherwise directed, intend to commence a retrieval operation.
Case 4,
go ahead,
Virginia. Your relay's on the NTS network right now. Welcome to Contact Terra.
Roger, thank you. You told the pilot to smile.
This is Photo 1, presently unable to see the third main chute. Swim 1 is grappling the second main chute. At this time in the direction of 110 magnetic.
You aren't having any luck throwing up that antenna rate memory? That's the problem?
Copilot, it runs off when I try and leave it on.
Go ahead, Copilot.
Can I put my UHF radio on the ship, or you still want it set up the way it is?
I want 296.8 on UHF 2.
Is still attempting
okay.
To make connection with the second main chute.
Control, I-4.
Roger,
having a little trouble loading up the memory bypass here. I mean the memory, rate memory.
This is recovery, Roger. Understand, the swim one takes a step.
Well, after Roger, I can believe that. Just do the next one with the manual function.
Roger, it's really no problem. I just tell you what we're involved in. We're trying to load it up. Doesn't seem to want to load up.
Roger, swim 1.
Roger, then.
Swim 2, this is recovery. You're clear to deploy 1 swimmer and the sea anchor, over.
Swim 2, roger.
Smile, everybody. You're on CBS.
I don't have any pictures of that.
This is photo 1. Observe the uprighting bags partially inflated at this time.
Okay, let's have Jack go to the cal position on the receivers. Let's have Jack go to the cal positions on the receivers between when the beacon is off. Can we do that?
This is photo 1. The uprighting bags are approximately 1/3 inflated.
Work on right hand now.
I can see
MCHF?
Go, he does.
You still on VHF with motors, don't you?
Sure do. We're talking about the tracking, not the voice.
Okay.
Apollo first
recovery.
Would you confirm a successful RCS dump? Open.
Lots of evidence in the auto successful.
Roger, we'll advise the swimmers. This is swim two, my swimmers advised.
The first swimmer has been deployed. They signaled a thumbs up in the water in good condition.
All right, the first astronaut is now in the water. Pretty good to think of.
Any good, Dave?
All right, let's see now.
Inflation of the uprooting bags estimated to be 40%. 40%. Is that the command module? He will commence the assessment shortly.
All right,
the first command
module. Roger, 4. This is recovery. Do you have a lap long and the range to go for?
What is the ASCC status for? We're sitting there listening to it.
Yes, sir.
We paused the display and I was hoping you used to copy it. We didn't read it out over the air.
The other aircraft aren't hearing it.
Can you give us our distance to the ship?
It says, recovery, your present distance to the ship is about 1 mile bearing 300 to the ship. Your splashdown point, 3 miles from Iwo Jima.
Thank you.
This is photo one. The sea anchor has been attached. Observe a thumbs up from the swimmer.
And swim two, this is recovery. You're clear to deploy two swimmers and the flotation collar, over. Swim two, Roger.
This photo one, swimmer is indicating thumbs up. Everything progressing satisfactorily. The sea anchor appears to be holding nicely, has oriented the command module in the customary manner.
Hey, Jeff, what are you sending down?
T-Bat.
I mean, TACSAT or HF or Sonnet.
Small swim 2 is moving in.
2 HF transmitters, one TACSAT.
And 2 additional swimmers.
I've been in you did say that.
Swim 1 has deployed a smoke in the area and is attempting to retrieve the accessories.
I don't see that.
That's it, I'm pretty sure.
Swim 1 has deployed a swimmer in the water. Swim 2 has deployed 2 swimmers. I see a thumbs up. And the flotation collar is deployed.
Well, that has to go right on
the bearings are inflated approximately.
Pilot MC, watch our limits, please.
Roger.
The swimmers are working the flotation collar into the command module.
You can bring it left a little in manual track.
The flotation collar is at the command module. The bungee is being extracted and is being deployed around the command module. One section of the Bungee is being advised
to give up Shine Auto Tracking, just manual tracking.
Hey, you want me to track it a while there with your tire?
It appears to be satisfactorily connected. The second section of the Bungee is approximately 90% around the command module.
Holly, we had some noise keeping up like a couple minutes ago. I guess we caught it.
And the Bungee appears to be firmly attached.
Sorry, now.
Rudy uplinking, back that or HF.
Location power has commenced.
Thank you.
They aren't talking to anybody though, are they?
No.
It is approximately
valid their policy. No need to talk to them. In fact, right now there's nobody to talk to.
Well, they can talk to space, huh?
There's nobody in it right now.
They
got one guy out at least, but the other two guys are good.
Well, there's always somebody else.
50% deployed around the command module.
They don't take them out until the collar's on.
There is no apparent drift on the command module at this time.
I turn off my S-band equipment.
Roger.
Location collar installation progressing normally. It appears to be completely around the command module. And we are standing by for inflation.
Total, this is Iwo Jima. Request you pass to Apollo. Turn off recovery beacon. Over.
Roger. Break Apollo 13. You copy.
After phone, breaking it off.
Roger.
That's a border track.
All right, you copy.
The vertical axis is negligible. Swim 2 is in position.
Let us
inside the hatch. And this raft is in the water. Command module.
What is that noise?
The swimmers have the raft.
I had some noise keying the uplink, ride control.
Oh, no, I got it, sir.
Ride
control.
Roger, there's some sort of an interfering signal on the uplink circuit.
Come up, HFMC. I got that.
Roger, we're catching it right now.
Command module. Hey, swimmer model. Inflation has begun of the egress raft. And inflation appears to be satisfactory.
All right, control arrive. Four, the beacon is down.
Just maintain your orbit as best you can, Dave.
Swimmer's in the water, and I observe the signal.
No, but
Roger, that was doing a good job.
We still have an uplink noise problem. We're going to keep looking for it, but it seems to be some sort of interfering signal on a near frequency.
Give me a break, Jack. Did they uplink line Dave from the ground to you or from the spacecraft to you?
Negative, I mean we're receiving some HF transmissions that are garbled and off frequency and they're keying our uplink. Say again, please.
I would recommend you select the TACSAT then.
Roger, Roger, stand by.
Satisfactory.
Can you go to TACSAT uplink?
Launch TACSAT.
He sounds so unhappy about that. What is that coming up there, Ollie?
About HF noise. It wasn't my key at once every 10 minutes.
Yeah, but it was a voice transmission.
No, that was on your ship
presently
has.
It was just noise.
HF noise, though.
Checking the interior of the command module.
Yeah. Okay, there's not a backup on the
control, blow, we're uplinking, back that.
Thank you. Okay, Roger, we don't expect any traffic in that direction anyway.
Roger, Roger, it's there if you need it.
Swim leader is standing on the flotation collar, peering in the forward viewing windows.
Discovery is commencing approach to deploy the astronaut's flotation equipment.
How long do you want me to search for a signal, sir?
There's no signal there to search for. Just hold it.
I've got a thing on our side of the phone, officer.
Is halfway down.
MCHF, how about we put it on R-34 now?
Is the R-34 good?
Sounds good. Let me listen to it again.
Okay.
You got number two tuned in, don't you?
Right.
Get number one tuned in also.
Okay.
So we haven't done it yet.
Pilot MC.
Go ahead.
Like UHF number one and two on frequency 296.
Two
place
rescue net.
Okay.
And the egress ramp.
Right, that's UHF critical.
That's a Charlie.
Swim leader has the rescue net.
Sounds real good. We'll use it in the egress raft.
Okay,
the equipment is being removed. Thumbs up.
Okay, go ahead and relay R34.
Roger, I got number two.
Okay, you're free to bring your antenna to a forward position. All right, control RIS-4, we're relaying R34 right now.
Roger.
System leader, is that the crew access hatch? He appears to be getting ready to open the access hatch. He's checking in the forward viewing windows. The crew access hatch is open, and the equipment is being passed to the astronauts. Swim leader is observing the activity through the forward viewing windows.
Fresh undercalls, MC.
Situation static at this time. Has two swimmers standing by in safety position in the water. Two swimmers in the egress.
CHF?
Yeah.
They passed them 3 pair of shorts and 3 rolls of toilet paper.
Can you move on the relay for a bit, MC?
No way.
No, I don't know. I just was curious.
There's just nobody talking here in a few minutes.
I just, not too many people saying too much right now.
Okay.
They'll speak up rather heavily when they come on the spacecraft.
Things the back end working real good. Oh, it was. You said it. Now the DME is working.
Situation is normal at this time. We are standing by while the astronauts make their preparations inside the command module. Our swim leader is opening the crew access hatch. It is completely open. The first astronaut is climbing out of the command module.
On the right, the first astronaut is climbing out of the command module.
The second astronaut is on his way out, being assisted by swim leader.
And we're seeing our time by the
aircraft, followed by the third astronaut. Here is through the crew access hatch.
A little better than the last time.
The third astronaut is standing on the collar and is in the egress ramp.
You actually climbed up to 35.
Swim leader is making a final check prior to closing the access hatch. The hatch is closed.
Should have you right after.
He is securing.
We only got about 10 to 15 more.
Oh, okay then.
As soon as they get on the aircraft carrier, I think they'll release us.
No, sir.
Presently have three swimmers in the safety position in the water. Swim leader is giving the signal for the rescue net.
Let's watch track the carrier, Lousa.
No, I just couldn't leave.
I'm with you. Might end up landing on everything.
The recovery is maneuvering.
I got on position.
Hey, Lynn, where are we going?
To commence retrieval of the astronaut.
Agapago.
Is that a fact?
Roger.
What's the second stop?
Jack, that's the test flight.
What's
that?
The rescue net is halfway down. The rescue net is in hand. Resting on the platform, the first astronaut is climbing aboard. Signal has been given. Ready for lift.
You want to reposition your antenna?
The astronaut is halfway up.
Where do you want it, sir?
Okay, stand by. Where is it last? Over to the right? No, where was it when you were tracking the aircraft?
The astronaut is at the cargo hatch and is safely aboard the helicopter.
Move it down, Dave. I'll tell you when you get to the signal strength. When you get the signal strength on, where's the signal? And then they talk.
Hey, Jeff, you might want to go to voice receiver.
Better. Well, we're getting it just a minute ago, pretty good.
This is recovery. I have
astronaut Hayes aboard. His mission is excellent. Iwo
Jima, copy. Try just some bad parts. There are no transmissions right now.
Right.
Recovery is in position for the second retrieval.
They're off the deck.
The rescue net is being positioned in the egress ramp.
Absolutely.
Well, I bet that's one spacecraft they want to look at.
That's what they want is gone.
The rescue net is in the ramp.
They wanted the command module, didn't they?
Yeah, of course they wanted it. It's the command module, the one that had the bust in it.
The second astronaut is climbing aboard. The signal is given for a ride.
I thought the command module had it.
No, the survey module is on its way up. Command module.
The second astronaut is halfway up.
You want to come here? I'll show you.
Pick up no oscillations. The rescue net is at the cargo hatch, and the second astronaut is safely aboard.
As a recovery, I have astronaut Swigert on board. He reports the field
five. Iwo Jima, copy.
It's flying now.
Probably was a voice transmission on guard.
Yeah.
The recovery is maneuvering for position. Follow the sensory table.
Who's left there, level?
Swim leader has the rescue net.
Thanks for the ship. You know that, Len.
It is positioned aboard the platform.
Is that like a name, man?
And the third astronaut is finally aboard. So he comes up ready to lift.
So that was quick.
Very quick. The third astronaut is on his way up.
I bet we see three more spot promotions.
Yeah. Don't think so. One's a civilian.
Two more, aren't they?
They'll probably make them all down.
Halfway up.
Oh, I ended up a spot to some of the guys that supported instead of the dum-dums there.
The third astronaut is nearing the cargo hatch.
They already get 30,000 a year.
And he is safely aboard 6-6.
Now that's 3 out of 3, sir.
This is recovery. I have Captain Marvel aboard. He reports he feels fine, over.
Hey, was you a copy? Man, they're gonna have to drop those flights. Recovery is moving around. Photo, you're cleared in for your documentary photography. Photos. The fourth astronaut is now with the egress ramp. She appears a little shaky, but we're trying to get it up.
Roger, copy. Thank you. HF, which one do you think they're remoting down at the Cape?
So I was sorry, sir. I imagine tax up. You want to use the HF?
Recovery, this is Iwo Jima Tower, past the captain level that we will have a brief ceremony on the flight deck. Then they will be talking to their wives and president in sick bay. Over.
Stand by,
sir. Recovery, you're under welcome.
We may have to relay a telephone message, so stand by. Never can tell.
Maybe I've got a tax hat on the ship.
How you gonna do? We can't talk to anybody out there, man.
Well, we're still relaying. We just don't want to break our relay circuit and start talking to NASA against the rules.
Okay, try to bring up the
Rye. All right, control, Rye control, Rye 4 on simplex.
So, your tower, this is recovery. I'm inbound on final gear checks down and locked over Apollo 13.
Good
Coyote Tower, roger. Signal Charlie, dispatch 3-5, winds 1-0, starboard at 1-1. Coyote, roger out.
That's 401-2, down and on.
That's roger, Charlie, dispatch 5, winds 1-0, starboard at 1-2.
SA record.
Go ahead.
Is it all right if Donald and I start our post-cals?
Okay, what are you uplinking, HF?
Go ahead. That's it.
Okay.
Put me on hot mic.
Roger.
Hear that, Don?
Hot control, Orion. For we're local uplink on HF. We're uplinking TACSAT right now. Can you give us a call on duplex HF uplink?
Recovery, do you have any desire of which swim aircraft?
I'll bring him up on two.
This is Recovery,
Roger, roger. We'll use this end of the duplex until we get the receiver up.
Roger, roger, roger. We got translating simo at this time.
Roger, are you still getting a good relay?
Araya 14 is absolutely correct.
Roger, thank you. How much longer do you want to keep it up?
I'm sorry, say again.
Roger, how much longer would you like us to keep it up?
That's all I can go.
Roger, roger.
Try that syntactic.
Still required. That'll give you the information so I know that it's.
Roger, roger.
Roger, roger.
Roger, roger, Cape. We have your simplex again. Something wrong with the receiver?
I don't know. I didn't find anything.
First chopper should run on the carrier. Let's see what's left on board.
Damn DME's all screwed up now, Dave. You're going to have to help me some again.
Say again?
This DME's all mixed up now. You're
going
to have a hell of
a time
finding out how far
I am. Yes, sir. Roger.
Next time I get to clear, I'm going up to 35.
HF receivers never work well. I'm up to 20 megs, 15 megs,
Okay.
Got about 15046.
Why don't you call the pilot and check out the frequency he's going to use?
Okay. Pilot HF.
Well,
I've got receivers on my 15 and 20 megs. Are you going to use either one of those frequencies?
2945.
Right. I'll be out 2045.
You're welcome.
Control arrive, Borg, go ahead.
Roger, you are released from coverage at this time. It's an outstanding job, Dave. The network also has an outstanding job. That's an ETA to Cobra and an ETG and ETA to Cobra.
Roger, Roger, it'll be coming. We're going local.
Okay. Roger that. Once again, Dave.
Roger, Roger.
Hello.
Arrive, Borg.
I'm going to close down this duplex and pull my TWA in.
2-5.
All right. Go ahead, record.
Receivers.
All right, control, arrive, 4, tax that, I'll copy.
4, Tiger. Roger, control loud and clear on 8.
Roger, you're loud and clear also. All right, control, Orion 4, TACSAT. I have a quick lip report. Are you ready to copy?
Stand by, boy.
Copy, go ahead.
Well, guys?
Four, go ahead.
All right, let's take a look as follows. Aircraft, 329er, Orion 4. Catch number 7381, TSP 04.9999er, NCG number 738. Starting with item Alpha, AOS, 142 hours, 45 minutes, 28 seconds. I'll copy your eye control.
Repeat, item Alpha again, please.
Roger, item Alpha, 142 hours, 45 minutes, 28 seconds.
Copy, Lord.
Item Bravo, 143 hours, 14 minutes, 34 seconds.
Copy, Lord.
Item Charlie, 142 hours, 42 minutes, 38 seconds. Item Delta, 142 hours, 56 minutes, 34 seconds. Item Echo, 142 hours, 45 minutes, 36 seconds. Item Foxtrot, NA. Item Golf, NA. Item Hotel, 142 hours, 44 minutes, 53 seconds. Item India, 143 hours, 45 minutes, 05 seconds. Item Juliet, 00 hours, 28 minutes, 00 seconds. Item Kilo, number 5. Item Lima, number 5. Item Motel, number 6. Item Nancy, number 6. Item Oscar, number 1. Item Papa, minus 80 dBm on VHF, minus 82 dBm on USB. This completes the quick look report. I'll copy your eye control.
0-0. Copy ours.
Roger, I have an additional item, LOS of VHF beacon frequency 243.0, LOS 143 hours, 14 minutes, 34 seconds.
Roger, round 4, we copy off.
Yeah, Vincey. I require an ETA Pango Pango, an ETD Pango Pango, and an ETA Hickam.
Okay, estimate Pango at 2023. You got about to.
Copy.
Estimate departure at 2223.
Copy.
And stand by on that vehicle.
Okay.